morning sickness.
Morning sickness.
This is Amy Poehler. My new movie, Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, is coming to theaters June 14th, and it's making me feel joy. Woo! And sadness. Oh. And anger. Definitely some disgust.
Rose!
And I think a little fear.
Really?
But I'm also feeling these new emotions like anxiety, embarrassment, envy, and ennui.
It's what you call the boredom.
Okay, that one was weird. It's going to be the feel-everything movie of the summer. Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, only in theaters June 14th. Get tickets now.
I don't care to look at that. I don't know what site you're on right now, but get out of the room. Brady just showed me something on grossfatcheerleaders.com or something. Giant girl holding a little girl in the air at Baylor.
And they made the move and she cried afterwards and hugged the other girls that were 2 feet shorter than her.
That's she's a beast. She's a mountain.
It was the mountain. Female mountain.
I don't know what you're looking at. You need to stop it. You need to talk to a therapist if that's even on your phone. Stop it.
Wait for his videos. That algorithm's going to be all effed up now.
It's going to be screwed up.
You got to take those journeys sometimes.
We've been talking about the filters all morning and this guy emailed. He goes, I was on a date with a girl and she said something about your pictures are nice, but you don't really touch them up. And he goes, yeah, I'm honest. And she goes, what's that supposed to mean? And he goes, so she knew. And then he said, I don't know. I just don't think you should filter your photos and dating apps because you're not giving a proper thing. And she goes, did you wash your car before our date? It's the same thing. Like, what the hell's wrong with you? How did you equate those two things? It's just that you don't normally look, your car doesn't normally look that good. Right. So I tried to be a little cleaner, but is that a deal breaker if I have a couple of pop cans or a water bottle in my car? Yes, I washed before we started. Bananas. They're all nuts. It's time now for Brady to give you all the news that only Brady knows. We call this the Brady Report. It's brought to you by Hooters. And how about Hooters for lunch? Every Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 o'clock, you get $2 off any 10-piece wings. They got them fish and chips and the salads. You got that going, too. If you can't make it for lunch, wait an hour after 2, and at 3, they start happy hour. And those specials get going until 6. It's always nice over at Hooters, except for from 2 to 3 o'clock, where everything is full price.
Do we get to watch professional baseball teams there?
Professional baseball and occasionally an association basketball performance.
Big fights.
Well, you can mention the fighters. That's what I don't understand. Like, you can talk about Canelo versus Munguia and pro baseball. Why can't I? I don't understand why you can't mention team names. But whatever. Enjoy Hooters no matter what. You're not there for the TVs. You know why you're there. Tell Brittany we said hi. Brady reported.
Good Thursday morning to you, Phoenix. Hello, world.
Hi.
Happy National Sleepover Day.
We're adults, Brady. That's.
No, your apparition guy. Sleepover Day.
That guy. That's right. Was that Dennis? There were two Dennis.
Also Dennis?
No, there was a Dennis that had Speed Buggy, the Irish Alaskan girl that was going to leave, and then the guy that wanted me to spend the night to look at ghosts at his house.
We need an update.
Yeah, both Dennis's.
How's life going?
Unless it's the same Dennis. I don't think it is. Yeah. Fire back, boys. Well, the other Dennis with the Speed Buggy girl, he did fire back. Remember? And she had just a few days left, and he'd said something about, I remember. Maybe I didn't read it. It had gotten better, but he still wanted her out.
Couple of basis fun facts. 67% of American adults had coffee in the past day, more than any other beverage, including tap or bottled water. That's up from 49% of adults in 2004.
That's more coffee than regular water.
When lions are mating, they get it on between 20 and 40 times a day. They do it so much, they basically stop having time to eat. It's illegal in Ohio to use Santa Claus in ads for alcohol.
You see him look at me after that? Like I was supposed to.
What do you think of them apples?
I think you're a pervert.
Lions effing, yeah. John. Lions. What do you think?
Lions getting it on.
People getting it on is like, oh, scramble, scramble. Lions doing it. It's like,
yeah, look at his schlong.
He gets all weird about it.
Then they like to eat later. They don't.
They don't eat.
Lion. I can talk about that all day.
They don't eat.
You want to talk about 69 and
I'm leaving the room. F*** you guys. A new poll found that the average person starts feeling aches and pains at the age of 37. It's when your back starts barking and your knees start to buckle.
That's right. Life starts kicking your ass.
28% of Americans said they deal with some sort of chronic pain on a daily basis. Less than a third said they've been totally pain-free over the past month.
Brady had the beginnings of a country song in there.
Yeah.
Back starts to buckle and your knees start to...
aching.
Your knees start to aching and your back gets to buckling. Lots over there because there's two lions f***ing. Want to eat?
I do.
I'm a little bit country, and I'm also a little hungry.
Angry.
Someone just asked the internet, what has a 0% chance of happening in the next 50 years?
0% chance of happening in the next 50 years.
Some of the responses were George R.R. Martin's releasing The Winds of Winter.
What's yours?
Nothing.
And Larry will, too. Shut up, Brett.
I didn't say anything.
Larry's going to... He's got half years. A century. You got. He's doing it. And you know what else I know is not going to happen in those 50 years? Brady's going to see Larry doing that. Not going to happen.
Someone said Leonardo DiCaprio dating someone born before 2000.
Oh, that's true. 50, yeah, because it's definitely. 25 is his cutoff, and that's next year.
This person took it a little more seriously. Humans living underwater, because building such a habitat is extremely challenging and impractical.
Yeah, were we looking into that? I don't remember us looking into that.
Did we miss a memo?
Teleportation.
So doing land pretty well.
Ooh.
The Toronto Maple Leafs winning the Stanley Cup.
Oh, that's just a Maple Leaf anger. They're not wrong.
Getting a three-party system that actually matters in the U.S.,
having a U.S. the way it's going right now, we're starting to crush that on its own, three-party or otherwise.
Karens ceasing to exist.
Karens have always existed. We used to call them Lindas on this show, and then Karens took over, so they've always been a thing.
Someone said my stove, my microwave, and wall clocks all showing the same time.
Never happened.
That will happen in the next 50 years because all those things will be Bluetooth connected. They'll all be connected to your phone or house. So that one's out. The next 50 years, I think you're going to see a lot of, like, think about the last 50 years.
Someone said curing all genetic diseases.
Nah, no interest in that. There's no money in that.
Nope.
I'm 51, going to be 52 in July. Yeah, I look good. I was kidding. Think about from when I was born to now.
Oh, I know, yeah.
I mean, think, it was, like, that's an insane amount of stuff. That has changed. I was born, maybe the richest person on the street had a microwave. Maybe.
Oh, the giant Litton?
I don't know. It was killing people, though. I guarantee you that thing Litton was shooting out. There were less lasers in Star Wars than coming out of that thing.
Ours made so much noise.
Oh, it
had a dial.
So heavy.
Don't stand by it.
A dial.
People who had heart disease had to leave the house if you were going to heat something up. Food tasted different. But it was the richest part. Phones.
Right, it did taste different.
Answering machines, VCRs, things that have come and gone in the last 50 years would blow your mind, let alone. So, and
just
we're going fast.
DVD players.
They're gone. They're not a thing. They haven't been a thing for 20 years now.
Computers or otherwise. You don't even have them in your computer.
No need. Discs are dead.
Yep.
So everything, yeah. I mean, so, and as things are speeding up, 10 years, we've had, since 2010, the phone, and we can't live without it. I can't imagine what the next 50 years are going to have.
And just in the last, has it been 15 since we went from BlackBerry to iPhone?
Well, that's 15? What I mean. The phone that we have is 2010.
Yeah.
That's the iPhone showed up and we all went, I get it.
Yep.
And we understood it immediately. And
then every other phone changed to be like it.
Implemented it into our lives completely. I can't imagine what the next 50 years
are. We talked about it. I kind of miss having the keyboard on
buttons.
The BlackBerry.
Not me. I got this now. Yeah. At first, I hated it. The iPhone. I'm like, I don't know where any of the buttons are.
Right.
It took me a week.
There's a new report out on the world's most stressful tourist traps.
Again, interrupt again. We all say, oh, I could never learn an instrument. I could never play piano. I could never. You learned that iPhone in about 8 days.
Oh, tops.
It's harder than a piano. It's harder than a guitar. When you think about the size of it, if I told you this thing made songs, you can type books and, like, figure stuff out. It takes you, like, 8 days, and you've got this thing dicked. And all of us did it. There's never an excuse why. And I'm doing that because I'm trying to learn a piano now. And
you are?
Oh, yeah. I've been doing it for a few months, and I'm getting better. And the whole reason why is because it's harder to type on a keyboard. There's more keys on a keyboard, and I can float through that like nobody's business, than my old excuse, which was, I'm just not coordinated enough to figure out the piano. But will you watch me type? I'm like a 60 secretary. I'm ridiculously good at typing. And it's harder to type. So piano should be, and it has been with the new mentality. It's weird. The stuff where we talk ourselves out of.
Wider? I don't know.
But a keyboard, you go forward and back and left and right, and you get, you know, different rows.
88 keys.
88 keys. And there's, you know, it's basically like 7-8 chords across the top. The whole thing is one idea 8 times. It would be like only being able to type one word in different colors 9 different times. It's crazy how much easier it is when you put it in that perspective, how fast we learned the iPhone, how quick all of us grabbed. Nobody looks at their iPhone and goes, I could never do it. They're 90. I could never do it. It's just too...
Right.
We got it. We have to use it.
Well, we have to... Lisa's mom, every once in a while, we have to get in there and tell her how to do something on the iPhone.
She's old.
Yeah.
They don't want to learn.
Do the same thing my dad
did. They don't try. My dad's got emojis. He's firing over eggplants. And
he said he's got too many emojis.
Oh, right? He over emojis. He's the gay one now.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness. Morning Sickness.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
Enough with the emojis, old man.
Get him texting Brady.
Oh, Brady loves those emojis. You make Brady laugh, you get 14 crying yellow heads.
Yeah, but do you notice how he alternates them?
Oh, yeah, he's got their own leading
direction. That one and then that one. This one looks better next to that one.
Yeah, you tell Brady a joke online or on a text, and you're getting back a 13-year-old girl's emoji line.
That's a search.
Hilarious. Laugh emoji, laugh emoji, laugh emoji. Fire, fire.
Poop.
And poop.
Never the poop.
Love the poop.
John, I just checked FanDuel. In the next 25 years, what are the chances you think FanDuel says about you contacting your sister?
No. Zero.
Or will it be because Pop Pop died 24 years earlier and ratings died on the show?
If Pop Pop died... Well, we're gonna look, I'm in contract negotiations now, and it is written in there that what happens if Brady dies, do I have a plan? And not if, by the way. And I'm like, yeah, I got a plan. I got 4 or 5 people I'd put in there.
Cro-Magnon, man. It's
yeah, we're good. I don't want it to happen, but I've got a plan for it. I'm not an idiot.
There's a new report out about the world's most stressful tourist traps. It looked over... at 80 popular tourist destinations and analyze visitors' reviews, looking for negative words like overrated, tourist trap, or underwhelming. In the end, the number one most stressful tourist trap was Times Square in New York, which is definitely not a chill place to be because a lot of people are looking for vacations to just chill out.
That is not a comfortable, relaxed environment.
The Hollywood Walk of Fame in California is number 8. Those are the only two American places on the list. Other places were on there were the Checkpoint Charlie in Berlin, the Eiffel Tower in Paris, the London Eye.
Yeah, those are just...
The Louvre Museum in Paris.
In the center of giant... That's
a giant
Ferris wheel.
Oh, okay.
It's because it's too... congested, like touristy stuff to me is isolation. When you're in London and there's 20 million people and you're trying to get around people going to work and then stand in line at their, you're going to feel stressed.
And on the flip side, the world's most relaxing tourist hotspot is Lake Comasi in Switzerland.
Okay.
And then it's followed by Uluru.
Yeah, that's Ayers Rock.
Ayers Rock in Australia.
That's what whites call it, yeah. Ayers Rock. Got to call it Uluru now, because when we stole it, I was part of that. But I'm one of the whites, so if I was down there, they'd
you're
think,
lumped in.
Look, if I went to Australia, which I've been, they think you're one of them.
D Diesel and Dust. I love that album.
Yeah, I'm the guy.
The time has come.
It's him. But yeah, Uluru is Ayers Rock, and if you say it, you get corrected immediately. The whites have.
Are we pronouncing it right, or is that the white?
Uluru.
Uluru.
Can't call it that anymore. And they say it with that, like, oh, no, you're talking. It's like Brett. Everybody in Australia is Brett. Can't call it that anymore, can you? It's Uluru now, or else you get punched and lose your job. Can't call it that. Ayers Rock, it's dead. We built Uluru instead. Because the Abbos got angry. Not allowed to call them that, are you? Not to their faces.
They don't know it won't hurt them.
We had to appease the Abbos because we took their giant rock. So we renamed it. Same rock. New meaning.
There's a Florida man that was arrested after he reportedly broke into his ex-girlfriend's home and attacked her early Saturday morning. Brett Dahl was his name. He's 28 years old. He smashed the woman's betta fish tank and then flushed the pet fish down the toilet.
Yikes.
Then he chucked a picture at her. The police were called. After he threw the picture at her, he asked her, demanded her to tell him where the gun was.
Jeez, that escalated really fast.
Police got there in time.
That's a little dark.
Check out the ex-boyfriend.
Oh, yeah, you're dating a troublemaker. Yeah. This guy's got tattoos all over his
Danger
face.
Danger boy's not working out for
this
you.
This is where your dating ref comes into play?
Oh, this is dating ref. If I see this guy coming, I'm like, honey, let's go. Let's go. I'm going to get you out of this. This is what you'd call domestic violence walking. Don't judge a dude because he's got tattoos on his face. No, that's exactly what I'm going to do, and we're leaving.
He trashed her place.
He had tattoos coming out of each side of his mouth like he had been stitched back together.
Yeah, guilty.
Guilty. Immediately.
Looks like Reba McEntire's plastic surgery. He's got that like perma-joker smile.
Like the Joker.
How you doing, y'all?
Ugh.
Remember the feature couple I was talking about earlier this morning?
No. Oh, yeah, your teachers, yes. Yeah, the feature the teachers. Tees. Yeah.
It's in Waukesha, Wisconsin. This couple was arrested because they were having sex in the Waukesha County Jail lobby.
Ooh.
Desmond Cleveland, 28 years old.
Desmond.
His girlfriend of 5 years is the lovely and talented Karen Hill. She's 67.
And how old is he?
28.
Good guy.
Wonder what her dating app looked like.
There's a little video.
I wouldn't have matched these.
Desmond's he's a gentleman in the county. It's blurred out, but he lays down a blanket for her. She's laying on the floor of the county jail lobby, and he lays out a blanket and kind of spoons up next to her.
Huh.
That's blurred out, but.
Oh, they're doing it then. Why would you blur it out otherwise? Is that what they're...
Right, yeah,
oh,
yeah.
They are actually having spoon sex.
Was it in Asia?
No. Waukesha, Wisconsin.
And when I hand you this, Brett, you're going to laugh. Desmond looks like... It's the same picture of like this guy got drafted in the fourth round by the Vikings. Right?
Oh.
There's Desmond. That's what... If I said this, if I showed you this picture and said, what do you think of this guy? He's like, he was probably a fourth or fifth round pick of the Vikings. And then I showed you, this is his girlfriend. You'd think, oh, no, he's in jail for meth.
He's got a fat ass.
So he didn't get drafted, after all. He got caught having sex with that clown.
Ma Fratelli's sister.
If I did gross old white woman in her 60s on AI, this would be the picture it comes up with. Why did they get to blur it out? I kind of want to see what that looks like. People just walking by, and there they are, jabbing away at the county courthouse. Desmond Cleveland getting it done. That's disgusting. And not because they did it in public.
There it is, laying down the blanket.
Anybody did it with her. Yuck. That lady should be off limits. You need WD-40 for lube for that one.
Good news if you got caught up in that FTX crypto scam.
Go on.
Estimates that it owes creditors around $11.2 billion. FTX said that it has between $14.5 billion and $16.3 billion to distribute to creditors. Customers whose claims amount to $50,000 or less will receive approximately 118% of the amount that they're owed.
Ooh.
Huh.
But if you put in more than 50K, you're SOL?
Right. Then it, but you're getting something.
Well, 98% of the creditors will receive this compensation. Yeah, as far as the ones that own more, well, if they've got enough to cover that 11.2, it's looking pretty good that you'll get 100% back.
Guy says, John, as you're learning to play piano, I suggest flashcards. Helps you learn that much quicker. He says, notes on flashcards.
I got a system. We're good.
We're good.
We're good. I got a guy.
People
we're good.
Are helping.
I know. I appreciate it, but I don't start mucking up the works. I got a thing. And I just got an email that makes me, I'm going to quit playing piano.
Uh-oh.
It's an old reference lost on young listeners, but Scott Haynes says, oh, the world needs a new Jimmy Durante. I hope. All right, that's enough, Haynes. That's not funny. Some big-nosed piano player.
A rink-a-dink-a-doo. A rink-a-dink-a-doo. Scott Haynes, you.
A 27-year-old man from Costa Mesa, California is facing charges for threatening to kill a doctor who gave him near constant diarrhea. His name's Robert McDougal.
The doctor kept giving him diarrhea?
Well, this guy, McDougal, had ulcerative colitis.
Yeah.
Painful condition. He needed major surgery in 2020. It involved removing his colon, and it claims it really wasn't necessary. He claims that. He claims it caused him to have daily attacks of diarrhea for at least 15 times a day.
Ugh.
According to the FBI, he blames a surgeon who he's been threatening online for the past 4 years, and they're not light threats. He's talked about killing and torturing him, said things like he needs to feel levels of pain no living creature has ever felt.
Jesus.
He's facing stalking charges. Isn't his first time run-in with the law. 3 years before the surgery, he got arrested and kicked out of the college after flipping out on a professor who gave him a B.
I'll tell you this. If I have diarrhea 15 times a day, the people I'm mad at aren't doctors. I'm going to be real nice to them. You guys got to help me.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness. Holmberg's Morning Sickness. Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
Maybe plumbers. I'm angry at the billing, but doctors are going to be my best friend.
Fix this.
Yeah.
He also slashed the tires of two campus security vehicles and carved swastikas into their hoods.
How long would you go having diarrhea attacks 15 times a day before you just said, that's it. This isn't worth being
a
here.
Day.
Yeah, I'd be like two,
well,
3 days.
I'd be calling that first day.
Yeah. The first doctor that says there's nothing we can do, that's the end of me.
You just got to go through a week of this, and then it should.
That's going to be tough, but okay. I got a week's of vacation.
A week? Talking 75, 80 times?
Yeah. That's brutal.
You're just living on the
can.
But
I wish you would have let me know that before.
Whoa. 4 years, and he's still fighting? That guy's a trooper.
Think about this job. I got to get up every 20 minutes.
Yeah, that's going to snap anybody 4 years.
4 years, you're going to kill somebody. It should be yourself 2 years ago. I'm not getting through one Christmas with 15 times a day diarrhea, let alone four. You still got the problem, Todd? Oh, I'll be right back. Yes.
Cold Stone Creamery is facing a class action lawsuit because their pistachio ice cream is pistachio-less. This woman in Long Island bought some in 2022 and found out they don't actually use pistachios to make it. It's flavoring. The ingredients in it include, well, they give the rundown.
Not pistachios.
She says she wouldn't have bought it if she had known this.
Is it pistachio flavoring?
Yes. And a judge ruled that her lawsuit can move forward.
Yeah, that pig would have bought it.
Brett's judging the pistachio lawsuit. I'm with him. By the way, if you're so fat that you eat pistachio ice cream and then get mad that there's not enough pistachio in it to the point where you call lawyers.
Yeah.
They have like 100 flavors. Get something else.
It happened 2022, too.
He's been dragging this on longer than that guy's had diarrhea. Yeah. Why can't people like that die from diarrhea? Why can't like her? Why do they get to thrive? I look around and I'm like, why are you healthy and I've had four surgeries? How come you can sue over pistachio ice cream? And I had to lay up for 8 months trying to get my arm back on.
Because she's going to die at 42 and you're going to live to 90.
I don't know. I think those people go to 90 just suing everybody over stupid crap and getting bigger and more annoying.
The first radio video is on a luxurious football pitch, soccer pitch.
Yeah. This is an entire dirt field with a pole in the middle of it.
Quick pass hat.
In the pole. Oh, the pole plays a part in the field. Shouldn't be there. Should have been a boundary. Should have really been a boundary. What country is this?
Sounds like they're in church.
I was going to say they start. That's the one where they run into the thing.
Oh.
It's always the monk that plays after.
Oh, gotcha. Okay, they added that.
Yeah, they added that.
Okay. But again, the poles are usually the out of bounds. You don't want to put that right in the center.
Next one's a lady in a jet pulling some G's.
Okay.
Doesn't go well.
And she's in the back.
Are you ready? Yeah.
How did Ma Fratelli get a ride in an F-16?
Why are they playing Pretty Woman by
the way? They shouldn't be. This is
false advertising.
Oh, because that's why. I get it. It's satirical.
Dripping.
It's ironic. It's ironic why they're playing it. He puked all over that thing. The canopy is mostly barf now.
This last one's for Brett. It's celebrating Festa Italiana. I think so. It says,
oh, come on.
It's a big lady.
Yeah.
And she is big. And she has got Italian flags all around her. She's not Italian, though.
No, this is happening in Brooklyn, Brett.
This is a Brooklyn Italian. That is a fat woman. There's not an ounce of tone. That's it, Brady.
That's coming out of there.
Brady.
That's it. Yeah. Celebration.
That was just a fat woman dancing with an Italian flag.
Yep.
That's it.
A meatball for Brett.
You're an idiot.
Stop Unbelievable.
It. That's the equivalent of your emojis.
Manja.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what that is? That's called a reach.
Send him an eggplant emoji, would you?
I saw a fat lady with an Italian flag. That's for Brett.
Something had to happen. Nothing happened. Just a big lady with an Italian flag around her.
All right,
Brett hurt him.
Let's start with some kids getting hurt here.
Yes. Brett's videos will fix that. No kids on top of a staircase. He's got a big wheel. He's going to ride his big wheel down an apartment staircase. The other kids at the bottom of the staircase, very excited.
Evil Knievel.
Here he comes. Oh, this is bad. Go, kid. Oh, he's going down. Oh, God, leg went off. Oh, he's down. Oh, full spin.
But pulls it off of him.
I believe it's called Evil Knievel. That's what that was. Is that wrong?
Not wrong.
Because it was, that kid is not going to make it much further than that first stunt.
Here's some broad losing her mind.
Oh, yeah, she's lost. But she just take a swing at a car. She's running around a parking lot. She's throwing stuff at a Civic or something. Some little.
He's going to kick it into
her. Oh, he backed it in reverse. She's standing behind it. Oh, he hits the gas. She's down.
Wow.
Ran right over her. She's under the car. Oh, he goes back over and closes her out. Do not punch his Civic. She's back up. She's not down. Oh, no, she's knocked out. She's not going to make it through the rest of the fight, but got to give her credit for trying to get up.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my.
Oh, her legs in half. That's why she couldn't stand up. Her brain's in the game, but can't balance on that leg.
Damn.
Is there anything better than World Star Hip Hop?
No.
World Star's the best.
It's pretty solid.
It's the best. I mean, you can't, every day it's another fun thing in a neighborhood I won't go in.
We'll go with this one for you because you love these. An eye pimple.
Oh, it's an eye pimple. Oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
No. Right.
It's a blackhead.
It's a blackhead on an eyeball.
Or a leech.
What?
Just above.
They're pulling out a mic.
Cornea.
There's a double there. There's one on
there's
her eyelid.
That's hatched in there. It's got to be a living creature.
She's got like a sty on her eyelid, too. And this blackhead is humongous, and it's sitting on her eye. They're going to pop this, aren't they, Brett? Here comes some tweezers to the eyeball. Okay, this is not something you do at home. You go to the doctor for this. You go to the doctor for this immediately.
Not if you're... Got to be on stage in 10 minutes.
That's true. She doesn't have pretty skin. She must be a stripper.
Okay, she's whatever it is being squeezed and pulled. Oh!
I think Brady's right. I think that's that is a hair.
Oh. Ingrown?
Ooh. Into the eyeball? That's a thing?
Maybe.
Oh, it's a big now. It's a big swollen bubble. Okay, thank Christ that's over. Oh, man. That can happen? I'm going to wear goggles every day. Oh, my God. I'm going to just walk around like Kareem Abdul-Jabbar for the rest of my life. I can't take eye stuff.
And we'll just end with this one.
All right. It's two people on screens, one above the other.
On Omegle, talk to strangers.
It's a stranger chat site. And one's in a hoodie. She's got her eyes covered. Underneath is the real live embodiment of the American Psycho. Hit play. Here we go. All right.
Hi.
What's wrong, kid?
There's a kid up top.
I just got bullied for being gay.
Oh, yeah? What's about to happen again?
That's not right, Brett.
Sorry, I had a...
You can go on chat sites and do that?
Apparently.
I quit. I'm going to go home now and do that exactly until I run out of money. I didn't know you could do that. That's a thing in the world?
Yeah.
There are chat sites where...
Well, welcome to Omegle.
I always thought that chat sites where grown men talk to kids were, you know, going one direction. Yeah. I didn't even think about making fun of them. This is a... You know how teachers say that it's their...
The internet now.
Teachers always say it's about...
You want to watch it again? I can play it.
Yeah, I do. It's about their passion. I think I just found mine. It's not about the money. It's about doing what I love. And I think bullying kids is pretty much everything I've dreamt of as an adult. Oh, this is great.
Hi.
What's wrong, kid?
I just got bullied for being gay.
Oh, yeah? What's about to happen again?
My favorite part of that dude's house is that he's sitting in front of a pirate flag. Not a Pittsburgh pirate flag. It's the skull and crossbones Jolly Roger that he's got hanging in his living room.
We got to look at this Omegle website.
You know how I know
Omegle?
That dude lives by himself without a woman is because no woman would allow a Jolly Roger flag to be the main thing in your house ever.
And then I went into his house and there was a Jolly Roger flag over the fireplace and I thought, what a designer. I love a man with a Jolly Roger hanging in his home.
I put it up for Zoom meetings and stuff. You know, that kind of
I used to work at Long John Silver's.
Yeah, and, I stole it. Like a real pirate. Yeah, I didn't know you could do that. That's not illegal, is it?
I don't know.
To just like make kids feel bad online?
I don't know.
Is it?
Let's try it.
What's the name of that website? Omegle?
Omegle.
Okay.
Omegle.
O-M-E-G-L-E.
But it's the Omega sign. I saw that.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Okay. Brady gets defensive over the
maybe it means that everyone gets to talk. Like the Omega.
The Omega. The all-encompassing.
Yeah.
Well,
it's working.
If everyone gets to talk, then assholes get their say too, and that guy's proven it. That was fun. That's a fun one.
I guess it's no longer.
Oh, because of that guy?
I don't know. No, it doesn't. There's a whole.
Oh, it's not because of the rape and the kids?
It's just not working
it's
out.
It's the bullying that they stopped it for? All those websites called papagopark.com and things like those thrive? Anyway, fun. There you go. That's your Brady Report, everybody. And we're all better off because of it. It's 98 KUPD.
It's out of control now.
98 KUPD.